Lesson 5.3, page 48. Exercises 1A, 1B, and 1C.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Barbara Sinclair, and today we're going to be looking at the whole concept of remote work. More and more people are working from home, and we all know that's due to the digital revolution. Last year, 43% of U.S. employees said they spent at least some time working remotely, according to a survey, more than 1,500 adults. So, what are the real benefits? Well, to start with, stress reduction. Commuting is a major source of stress, and sitting under bright lights in an office all day also ramps up stress levels. That's why studies found lower stress levels among remote workers, and so a reduction in their chance of suffering heart attacks and strokes. Various surveys have also shown that remote workers are more productive. In a recent poll, the productivity of remote workers was ranked as 7.7 out of 10, compared to 6.5 out of 10 for office workers. This must be thanks to the reduction in distractions that people have at home. No telephones ringing, no noise from other people's conversations, fewer interruptions. Remote workers finish more tasks and finish them sooner than when they work in the office. And because of the added flexibility that remote working allows, the gender gap is reduced. Many workers now have the freedom to make adjustments to their schedules, no questions asked, because of their family obligations. But there are findings that suggest that remote working is not all positive. Many people are distressed by the lack of human interaction. A common side effect of working from home is loneliness. Yet, as it turns out, another survey found that those who spent 60 to 80% of their time away from the office had the highest rates of engagement with their coworkers. Additional time away from managers doesn't seem to have negative results either. In fact, remote workers are more likely to report that their coworkers care about them as a person and as a professional. Of course, not all professions embrace remote work as readily as others. The shift has been slower in the fields of community and social services, science, engineering, and architecture. This is primarily due to the infrastructure that the office environment provides, which is key to actually carrying out the work. This contrasts with the finance, insurance, and real estate industries, in which the number of remote workers has risen to nearly 50%. To wrap up, let's return to the employee's perspective. As it turns out, I am a remote worker too. You know, for me, it's not just that I can work in my pajamas or with my dog next to me. What's important is the autonomy of working where I like instead of where someone else puts me. For all the reasons I've presented, remote work should no longer be just regarded as a job perk. Because in the end, the employer and the employees both win. As an employee, seeing as how I have more power over the way I do my work, I'm happier and I get more done. And that suits the company just fine.